Good evening. I'd like to call the Wetlands, Inland Wetlands Commission meeting for February. Can't believe it, going into February, or we're in there. February 20th meeting to come to order. All right, roll call. We have Jessica LeClaire, Robert Rosto, Charlie Abde, and Raymond Aquilera, is it?
Aquilini.
Aquilini. In attendance. Minutes of the approval for the minutes of January 16th, 2025, regular meeting.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay. Any questions or any? Nope. Okay. The minutes for the January 16th were had a senior moment.
They were approved.
Were approved for the 16th of January. Jessica LeClaire and Robert Rosto, second approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public hearing applications?
None.
Okay. Show cause hearings? Remarks from the public not related to the items on the agenda. Remarks from the public not related to the items on the agenda. Remarks from the public not related to the items on the agenda. Old business, none?
None.
New business. 25 IWC 1167 Meeting House Lane. Partial ID 046-050-OOB, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner, applicant, Robert and Judith Tringe. For review, report to the Town Planning and Zoning Commission for the proposal of two lot resub, no regulation activities.
Stacy Redford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. This site consists of approximately 18.74 acres and is located in the R80 zoning district with about 1,162 feet of frontage on Meeting House Lane. The site contains approximately 0.12 acres of wetlands and is currently developed with a single family residence. The applicant proposes to divide the current lot to create two additional lots, each for a single-family residence with on-site well and septic. Each lot will be accessed by private driveways off of Meeting House Lane. The proposed lots are more particularly described as proposed lots 050-0 B as in boy 3 and 050-0 B as in boy 4 on the plan submitted with this application. Lot 050-0 B3 will contain 2.41 acres, and lot 050-0B4 will contain 2.15 acres and is encumbered by a small linear wetland system delineated by Mark H. Sullivan in 2017. The wetland system on this property is primarily to the west of the proposed single-family residence. There's no regulated upland or wetlands activity proposed as part of this two-lot resubdivision. The property to be resubdivided is shown on a plan entitled Resubdivision Plan prepared for Robert A. Tringe and Judith M. Tringe, number 167 Meeting House Lane, Montville, Connecticut, boundary and lot layout dated October 2nd, 2024 by Advanced Surveys, LLC. On February 14th, 2025, myself and Assistant Planner Meredith Badaluca conducted a site walk of the proposed new lots, and a copy of our inspection report is attached to your staff report. All applicable town departments will be providing comments to the Planning and Zoning Commission in regards to this resubdivision application which the commission will set a public hearing for at their February 25th, 2025 meeting. Attorney William McCoy is here on behalf of the applicant. He'll present the application and answer any questions.
Good evening. For the record, Attorney William McCoy of Heller, Heller McCoy, 736 Norwich, New England, 25 Punkisville, Connecticut. I'm assuming that each of the members has the three-page plan that is the subject of this application. Historically, what happened here is there was a two-lot subdivision previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. We're back before you to take one of those lots and create a total of three lots, or a two-lot subdivision, if you will, on this property. The only lot of the proposed lots that has wetlands is the lot to the, I believe it's to the south. If you look at the second sheet of the plan, where the proposed lots, one of them has no wetlands, the second one has wetlands. However, the proposed development of that one does not provide for any work done either within the wetlands or within the upland review area. All of the proposed activity is outside of the upland review area. This application is before you to provide comment to the Planning and Zoning Commission because they will be taking this up as a subdivision, and your regulations provide that you are to provide a report to them of your position relative to this. Given the fact that there are no activities either in the wetlands or in the upland review area, we would request that you provide a favorable report. I know that staff has provided you with a proposed motion on this matter. Obviously, if either of the homes that are proposed on those two lots are changed in any way so that there is any activity that is within the upland review area, that would have to come back to you for approval anyway. But in this case, none of the activities are proposed. I would tell you that the other two lots that are essentially created here, both of those have existing homes on them. So those are not part of your consideration tonight. So if you have any questions, just believe it or not, I'm used to saying this periodically, I don't think this is a particularly controversial situation, but I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah. So the last time the wetlands were delineated was 2017. I'm wondering, maybe Meredith, you might be better suited to answer when you went out to visit. Did it look like it was in line with the 2017 delineation, or were there any changes to the natural environment on site?
Everything appeared to be very similar to what had been delineated previously. Mm-hmm. And the wetlands area on that second proposed lot is very small and to the west of where they are proposing to build the house.
Okay.
And if I might add, the closest area to the wetlands is toward the front corner of the house, and that's more than 10 feet even outside of the upland.
Is this something we vote on tonight, or is it?
Yes, this would just be to provide the public, the Planning and Zoning Commission, with a favorable recommendation.
Gotcha.
Because there is no regulated activity.
Yep.
Okay.
And there is a motion in your packets if you so choose to provide that favorable recommendation.
So it's O50-OB as boy 3. That's the area that we're talking about right now.
There's two lots.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the for the wetland part of it.
The wetlands that are shown on the plan are actually on the second lot, 050-0B as in boy 4.
four.
So the last lot closest to Simpson Lane.
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about right there.
Yep, yep, so.
If I'm reading it right.
Like you said, if you come back and they're gonna change where they're gonna put the house back here, whatever, they're gonna come back to us anyways.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. My apologies. Absolutely correct. It is 0B3.
B3? Yeah, okay.
One other item for your consideration, the topography is such that any water drainage off of the proposed lot would be moving away from the be headed south primarily be facing upon the topography as well.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a motion you said here?
Certainly. I'd like to make a motion after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in the CT General Statute, CGS Section 8-26 applications involving an inland wetland or watercourse, Montville subdivision, Regulation Section 3.4.2, Wetlands Agency referral, and CGS Chapter 440, Sections 22A-28 to 22A-45D, Wetlands and Watercourses. I move that the Commission forward a favorable recommendation report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for application number 25IWC1 submitted by owner applicant Robert A. and Judith M. Trenge for a two-lot re-subdivision of 167 Meeting House Lane, parcel ID 046-050-00B, Oakdale, Connecticut, as more fully described in the application and supporting documents dated February 11th, 2025, and a plan entitled Resubdivision Plan prepared for Robert A. Trenge and Judith M. Trenge, number 167, Meeting House Lane, Montville, Connecticut boundary and lot layout, dated October 2nd, 2024 by Advanced Surveys, LLC.
Okay, motion's been made. Second it. Any other questions or comments? Okay, motion's has been made by Robert and seconded by Jessica. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carried.
Thank you very much.
All set. So moving on. Correspondence?
Yeah, correspondence. I just wanted to make sure if you didn't have anything else that you wanted to say.
I have nothing else for
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Correspondence? None. Other business? None. Executive session? And the important one?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Seconded.
So moved. Thank you, everybody. That's short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
Thank you for leading us.
Yeah.